Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The housing market is already tight in the greater Boston area, as we know, and things may get worse before they get better. It's partially because the population is growing at a rate faster than projected. To keep rents affordable, promote mixed-use development, and maybe reduce evictions and homelessness, elected leaders from communities across the metro Boston area are teaming up to produce new housing. To talk about the plans, we're joined this morning by the executive director of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, Mark Drazen. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
It's a pleasure, Bob.
The Metro Mayor's Coalition, Mark, says it's promising to build 185,000 new units of housing by the year 2030. That is a huge increase. How are they going to get it done?
The only way we can meet our regional housing crisis in this area is if everybody kind of builds their fair share. And the mayors are committing as a group to work together and also work with the Commonwealth to get to the 185,000 number by 2030.
So this includes then Boston Mayor Marty Walsh's plan to build 69,000 new units of housing in the city by the year 2030?
Yes, absolutely. Mayor Walsh is a big part of this effort.
You know, I have to say, I don't mean to sound like a skeptic, but I have to say that municipal leaders around the metro Boston area and really throughout the Commonwealth have been talking about the need to build new housing for a long time and have been pledging to get it done. But this is a huge increase. How confident are you that they can actually get this done?
I'm pretty confident that they can, Bob. The communities like Cambridge, Somerville, and Boston that have already set targets have been building housing in good pace with those targets. And I've even seen in other communities, Malden and Quincy come to mind, a definite uptick in housing production over the past several years. I think we have a new generation of leaders in Greater Boston. They recognize the need to build housing, not only for the people who live in their communities now, but also for newcomers who want to join. And I think that there's a lot of momentum behind this effort. I'm particularly pleased that they're doing it as a team, all 15 communities working together, hopefully with everybody committing to build their fair share.
When we use this huge number, 185,000 new units of housing, we're talking about public housing, we're talking about private housing, or we're talking about both?
It's all kinds. Affordable housing, middle-income housing, market-rate housing. If you're going to have a healthy housing market, you can't just have one kind of housing. You need housing for people with different needs, different family types, different incomes. And the 185,000 target is a general number covering all of those categories.
What measures are needed to make sure that at least some of the units, if not a significant number of the units, are available for low-income residents?
Well, most of the mayors and city managers and town managers that I've spoken to recognize that a mix of housing units is needed. And as development proposals come forward, obviously it's possible to determine how many of the units are affordable. We also encourage communities to adopt what's called inclusionary zoning provisions, which require developments to include a certain proportion of affordable units. And, of course, we work very closely with the state to try and make sure that funds are available to help subsidize some of those units.
Based on census data from 2017, we see that 28 people were moving into the Boston area each day. So does that meet that growth? Is this sustainable?
Well, honestly, it may look like significant growth to us, and it's much better than what we had during the 1970s and 1980s when we were shrinking. But it's nothing like we see in other parts of the country. I was just visiting Seattle recently. They're up over 50 people a day. And I think that this is a level of growth which is reasonable, it's sustainable.
We know that people who live here or people who are moving into the area are quite concerned about the cost. Rising rents, the high cost of buying outright a single-family home or a condo. The Metropolitan Area Planning Council has said that 4 in 10 households are paying, quote, a burdensome amount toward housing. If we build all these new units, will cost go down?
As more people move into the area, if we don't keep up with supply, then of course prices are going to go up. So increasing the supply evenly and reasonably throughout the area does have an appropriate effect on cost. It stabilizes rents, it stabilizes home prices. but it can't do it all by itself. We need protections for tenants. We need additional dollars to subsidize the development of affordable housing, permanently affordable housing. We need to take a lot of steps to deal with the housing crisis. Production is a very important one, but it is not the only one. I think one of the important messages to remember is that if we can expand the supply, and if we can do it not just in one neighborhood or two neighborhoods, but all over the greater Boston region, then we can really take some of that pressure off of rent and accomplish one of our major goals, which is to make sure that the people who are currently living in Boston area neighborhoods can afford to remain in Boston area neighborhoods.
Mark Drazen, Executive Director of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, thanks a lot for speaking to us.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Have a good day.